Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IBHRE's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tracy Lofty, Executive Director of IBHRE. IBHRE is an international certification board that promotes quality patient care in cardiac pacing and electrophysiology. Since 1985, IBHRE has certified more than 9,000 individuals in more than 50 countries. Certifications are designed for physicians and allied professionals and include the Certified Cardiac Device Specialist, CCDS, the Certified Electrophysiology Specialist, CEPS, the Certified Electrophysiology Specialist in Adult Cardiology, CEPS-AC, and the Certified Electrophysiology Specialist in Pediatric Cardiology, CEPS-PC. Today's show is one of the many activities in honor of IBHRE Day. IBHRE Day offers a platform for IBHRE certified individuals to be recognized for their contributions in heart rhythm management. As such, today's episode focuses on the value of IBHRE certification, and you'll learn how one individual prepared for the exam. Our guest for today is Enrico Acidal, and he is CEPS certified. He serves as territory manager in cardiac electrophysiology with Abbott in Austin, Texas. Welcome, Enrico. Well, I have a few questions to ask you, and I'm sure your answers will be extremely beneficial to our listeners. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and your current position.
Thanks for having me, Tracy. I'm happily married for nearly 16 years. My wife and I have four beautiful daughters. Prior to getting into electrophysiology, I served in the United States Navy as a Fleet Marine Force Hospital Corpsman for 11 years and 9 months. Presently live in the northern suburbs of Chicago. My interests consist of spending time with my family and friends, both in the church and in the community. I'm an all-Chicago sports fan, and obviously I'm celebrating the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs. I'm definitely into cars, specifically imports, and EP education is certainly something that I'm passionate about. As far as my current position, I am the electrophysiology territory manager for Abbott, formerly St. Jude Medical, and I operate in the northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin region.
Well, with such a busy schedule, you were still able to prepare for our certification exam. When did you decide in your career to earn an IBHRE certification?
The decision was made within the first 15 months of my EP career. First day setting foot in an EP lab was in August of 2007. I left the lab for St. Jude Medical in August of 2008. And then in late 2008, I registered for the April 2009 exam.
And did you have any challenges meeting eligibility requirements?
I think my greatest challenge was personal. It was fear. I had 20 months of EP experience when I actually sat down for the exam. Thoughts in my mind like, do I know enough? Have I experienced enough? Knowing that I suffer from test anxiety, when the stress level's high, knowing that I read kind of slow sometimes, reading comprehension can be a challenge. So I think my greatest challenge throughout the entire process was my own personal fears of failure and not succeeding.
Enrico, how did you prepare for the exam?
I'm a firm believer that there's no substitute for experience. My profession allowed me to be immersed in EP on a daily basis. Just the way that I was taught, I've never been scared of asking a physician or a colleague the quote-unquote dumb question. I dug into specific textbooks like Issa Zipes and Miller's Clinical Arrhythmology of Cardiac Electrophysiology and also Francis Murgatroyd's Handbook of Cardiac Electrophysiology. Both of those books helped me tremendously. Locally here, my St. Jude Medical team, we had a Saturday in January of 2009 study group with other colleagues that were sitting for the exam. I also attended a two-day IBHRE prep course that was led and facilitated by our chair of the IBHRE Ambassadors Committee, Harley Ferguson, and lastly, about 6 to 8 hours of immersion the day before the exam.
Okay, and I'm sure that you will be just as prepared when you have to recertify, which is the 10th year of having the certification. So you mentioned that you were in a study group with your initial certification. Did you actually have a study plan, and how far in advance did you prepare for the exam?
That's a great question. So in hindsight, first off, short answer is I did not have a formal study plan, and in hindsight, I wish I had created a more structured strategy of understanding all of these different concepts. That would have potentially reduced some of the pre-exam stress that I was dealing with. But fortunately, one thing that I was wise about is that I gave myself a solid 4 months of preparation and really getting immersed in the textbooks and in all of the different references. I started in January and got really, really serious about each and every reference that was on the test syllabus and the test references.
Okay, and how has earning the IBHRE credential, the CEPS, impacted your career?
Well, in the cardiac medical device industry, contractually it was required for me to get my credentials within 24 months of my start date, and it was a personal goal to exceed those expectations. The certification carries prestige and respect in the market that I operate in, specifically with physicians and other cardiac medical device industry representatives.
And how do you think being certified by IBHRE has impacted the service you provide?
Sure. I think that as far as impact, when you think about cardiac electrophysiology, the space is comprised of extremely intelligent individuals, physicians, nurses, techs, and it's filled with a myriad of highly advanced pieces of diagnostic and interventional technologies. These physicians and these administrators can choose from so many different options. And I think what a key differentiator is the operator, the person, the professional that's sitting behind these pieces of technology. Questions that come to mind are how well do they operate in the not-so-straightforward situations or the complex arrhythmias? How well do they gather information? How well do they interpret and discern high-density data collection? And how well do they articulate these findings back to the physician? The competencies that are expected of a CEPS have helped me differentiate myself in my market, and it's allowed me to lean on some of these competencies that were delivered through preparing for the exam. It's helped me tremendously in those complex cases to draw from knowledge that I gained from preparing for the exam.
Okay, and maintaining the certification requires that individuals basically maintain competency through continuing education. So IBHRE does require individuals to submit what's called verification of continuing education. And as I mentioned earlier, that 10th year retesting is required to recertify. So some individuals may be somewhat intimidated, but I'm wondering what words of wisdom do you have for those trying to decide to sit for the CCDS or our CEPS certification exams?
So I'm going to draw from my own personal experiences. In the Navy, I was an instructor, and I essentially took sailors directly out of boot camp, and I trained them to become hospital corpsmen. My specialty in the curriculum was emergency medicine and tactical combat casualty care, so high stress, intense situations. Well, I took these sailors, and I often challenged them with a phrase. I said, shipmates or sailors, you need to eliminate the why factor when you come through my program. And this is what I mean by this. Anyone can be functional. Anyone can do step one through step 10 and everything in between. But when a situation is not so straightforward, muscle memory has to come in place. And in order to establish that muscle memory, you need to understand why you do what you do. And I believe that the fundamentals, the advanced concepts that are taught by preparing for the CEPS and or CCDS exam will transform your knowledge and approach to patient care and help you in those difficult situations, establishing that muscle memory through digging into the CEPS material and the CCDS material. I think that's my best words of wisdom is if you really want to personify CEPS and CCDS, you need to understand why we do what we do and deliver that to the physician so that they can be best prepared and best equipped to provide the best outcomes for the patient that's on the table.
Enrico, thank you so much for allowing me to interview you today. To our listeners, thank you for joining us. And there are so many resources that IBHRE has made available to you. We hope that you'll visit our website, ibhre.org, to learn more about these resources and to apply as well. There is an online application, and we have a chart of exam dates and very important deadlines. This concludes the presentation. Thank you very much.